been wanting to see one, but I haven't been, you know, around where there was one going on. So I'm,
if you want just a little old country rodeo, but,
that's what
you
I
know,
want.
Colorado yeah. Springs has their El Paso Daisy.
I don't want the big one. I want to go.
No, well, this would be something that you'd probably enjoy it.
The stuff that women put on, the red stuff that women put on their face sometimes or makeup.
Rouge.
Okay. And what's a dude?
Fancy cowboy.
Okay.
Thinks he is, anyhow.
Yeah, dude is a guy. He don't know the customs of the country, and he comes in and tries to be a big shot, and all. They call him a dude.
Usually from the east, right?
Right.
Kind of like me.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds right. People are buried where? In a...
cemetery.
Okay. Did they ever call anything outside the cemetery? Ever call it a graveyard or...
Oh, yeah, graveyard.
Okay. You know what my grandfather used to call it? A skull vineyard. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
What country?
I don't know. I think that's just some of his horsing around.
A skull which?
Skull vineyard.
A skull vineyard. Be darned.
Isn't that funny?
Never heard that.
Well, he's the only person I've ever heard use it. I think he probably made it up. And the service that they have when someone dies is called a what? You have a, when you go out beside the thing there. F-U-N-E-R.
Funeral, yeah.
Okay. And they bury someone in a what? In a wooden...
casket.
Okay. Do they ever use coffin, or is it mostly...
Oh, yeah, coffin.
Okay. Is that, which is most prominent?
Oh, coffin, I suppose.
Okay. Okay. And when someone dies, the family will usually go into a time of...
Mourning.
Okay. Is that done still a lot around
I
here?
I don't think so.
Do they have things like wakes or...
No.
Things like that anymore? Okay. Now I wanted to ask you, when you were little, in the place where you lived, did people ever try to scare you with saying that there was a building in town that was haunted?
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
What would they have called that? It was a what? A
haunted house.
Okay. There was a place like that nearby, though?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, I guess so. Frank Feeling had a flour mill years and years ago, and that was supposed to be haunted, and kids didn't go around it anyhow.
Okay. Oh, haunted by what?
Spooks.
Okay, spooks.
Yeah.
Do you ever call them anything besides spooks?
Oh, not that I know of.
Okay. Do you ever call them ghosts?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Well, I think mostly spooks, though.
Okay. Pronounce the other word.
Ghosts.
Yeah. But mostly spooks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was wondering about words that people use for the guy downstairs, the bad guy downstairs.
Devil.
Yeah. Are there other words that people use to refer to him?
Satan.
Satan, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. That's good. Those are the two main ones, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you've been working all day and if you work all day and, you know, you're just exhausted, you might come in and you'd say, you know, I am really...
washed out.
Okay.
And pooped, yeah.
Okay. And if you're really disgusted with something, you might say, I am really...
burned up.
Good. And if you're really angry, would you use the same word? I'm really...
mad.
Okay. And when you were little, if you were scared or frightened, you might say, I'm really... or I'm...
scared, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever say scared to death?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're getting a few sprinkles of some kind of moisture, aren't we?
Yeah, it's cloud coming over.
It's sprinkling up.
We need it.
Oh, yeah. We
should. Yeah, this country needs it bad.
It's awful. We had an awful drought down south last year. Oh. Water in the